This morning on WCHL, we've got our first forecast for snow, and it's arrived sooner than expected. We'll have the latest prediction. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's newest hire will be in charge of the university's image and comes with more than a quarter century of experience. Chancellor Folt says she wants to break down the barriers at UNC and allow for better work across the different departments.
Within departments, you no longer have people that were necessarily just of that field.
And the group responsible for steering the planning of the Obie Creek development says it needs more time and more help.
One of the biggest concerns was to make sure that whatever product that was produced was specific enough to give council direction in what they wanted to do.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And at WCHL Championship Sports, all four number one seeds in the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament come from the Atlantic Coast Conference. And UNC Women's Basketball fell to Tennessee last night in Carmichael. And
why does the so-called Champions Classic have the same four teams for six straight years?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. What's this? A chance of snow in our forecast? Wintry weather has made its way into the forecast for the first time this season, really, but National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear says it's likely just for the spectacle today. It will just be a spectator sport.
Yeah, there's a possibility. We're looking at an Arctic cold front that's basically approaching the mountains this morning, and it's going to quickly surge south and across North Carolina between basically late morning through the early afternoon. Behind that front, there's a very powerful upper-level trough that's going to swing across, and that's going to help produce some very light precipitation. It should initially fall as rain, but there will be a brief period that we could see it change over to snow before the precipitation basically dries out. We're not expecting any snow accumulations or really any impact from the snow, but it will be pretty neat just to look outside and see a few snowflakes.
Well, yesterday in our forecast, we were talking about how there might be a little snow in the mountains of North Carolina, but certainly not here in the Triangle. What's changed since yesterday?
Well, a whole lot hasn't changed. Whenever you have a system that's just as strong as this one is, and what's incredible is the amount of cold air. As soon as the front comes through, the cold air is, cold air convection is going to be really strong, and just a little bit of precipitation can give you the difference between snow or no snow. They're still expecting maybe 2 to 3 inches in the mountains, but for here, it's just going to be just a sight to see. But the story here is going to be just how cold this air mass is. And starting tonight and continuing Wednesday and Wednesday night, we'll see temperatures basically 20 degrees below normal.
Once again, that is National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear. WCHL News will stay in touch with the National Weather Service throughout the day and let you know if that forecast changes. But again, today we're expecting a little bit of light snow, but certainly no accumulation. And, you know, there's ways, things have a way of changing, so it could change a little bit during the day. Temperatures are going to fall today. We'll get up to about 55 degrees, and then temperatures will fall gradually into the low 40s by the end of the afternoon. All in all, a 60% chance of precipitation of some kind, maybe a little light snow. Joel Curran, a senior executive in one of the world's largest public relations agencies, has been named UNC's first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. Curran is a Carolina alum. He's a 27-year veteran of the public relations industry. He's the managing director of the flagship New York office for MSL Group, the world's fourth largest public relations and engagement agency, and has also worked for the Disney Company. He currently serves as a member of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communications Board of Advisors. As vice chancellor, Curran will be the university's senior public relations leader and will manage the overall efforts to help promote Carolina's mission with key audiences and will oversee a university relations staff that works closely with other campus colleagues. Chancellor Carol Folt made that announcement after a national search. Curran will take office on the 2nd of December. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says she wants to break down the silos, otherwise known as departments, I would suppose, at Carolina, to allow the different schools and departments to better work together.
Within departments, you no longer have people that were necessarily just of that field. So we organize around curricular fronts, but we work across those disciplines. Biologists work with chemists, work with social scientists. So whatever we can do that can make it easier for faculty to share in the teaching of courses, easier for students to work with faculty from more than one department.
The chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hevner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office way back in July. She says in some cases the breaking down of silos even allows for teachers and students to work across school borders.
The biomedical engineering degree that has been created with State and with Carolina is one of the best examples in the nation that I can already see where people have de-siloed and tried to look for a new convergence. But it can happen in any department and in any division of the institution. And
Chancellor Folt says this is something in which the department heads have already expressed interest.
And there's a lot of excitement about it because faculty have known that some of the most exciting work always comes when you're in between things. That's where the energy arises. So I think there's a lot of will. Doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. Sometimes you have to give up authority around certain functions that can then be shared. You know, there's decisions that have to come, but there's certainly an appetite here.
As budget cuts continue and the economy struggles to recover, added pressure is put on the finances of the university. The chancellor has a plan at her disposal, but this chancellor says when she gets a chance, she'd rather take a car.
We really try to minimize the use of the planes, at least for my travel. If it's really necessary, I can use that.
Have you been cautioned about the use of planes? There was a lot of criticism, a lot of attention to the previous chancellor's use of the planes.
Well, I think we're just very aware that we're trying to keep our expenses down and do what we can to really run the institution with the dollars that we have in a very strategic way.
Didn't really answer that question. Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45 this morning. We'll bring you part two of Jim's interview with Chancellor Folt, and we'll bring you parts three and four on Wednesday and Thursday this week. Carborough Alderman will consider creating a downtown parking plan where the board meets today. Town staffers say it could cost about $100,000 to hire a consultant to help draft the plan, which would examine the availability of residential and business parking around the downtown area and outline ways to manage the town's supply of parking. The board will also consider whether to continue to partner with Orange County to provide residential recycling pickup once funding runs out for the current curbside service in June of next year. In addition, the alderman may take a stance on a plan put forward by the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board to move Spanish dual language students out of Carborough Elementary. The plan drew fire from parents at last week's school board meeting. Two of the seven aldermen spoke publicly against it and plans to bring the issue before the board for a vote. The board will meet tonight, 7:30, in Carborough Town Hall. Orange County commissioners will consider design options for the Cedar Grove Community Center and hear an update on a plan to launch an Orange County Fair. Where the board meets tonight, the Cedar Grove Community Center project is estimated to cost about $2 million and would renovate portions of a former school site to provide space for community meetings, recreation, and internet access. The board will also talk about a plan to host a weekend fair in the spring of 2015, showcasing Orange County art, agriculture, history, and music in the Orange County Fair. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsboro. Obie Creek is in the news. We'll talk about that in just a moment on WCHL. Also, Dave Tauber, our grand prize winner in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, is in the house. We'll talk with him in just a moment about his winnings and how he's planning to take me with him. WCHL News Time is 8:13. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is the inimitable, always Natalie dressed, Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Good morning again.
You're certainly welcome.
Making it through this Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
No snow yet. 15501 northbound, seeing some heavy delays right now. Just past NC 86, heading northbound towards Manning Drive, continuing with moderate delays up towards NC 54. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road, also seeing some delays right now. Those just moderate. I-40 eastbound, now seeing delays from NC 751 up to NC 55. That's the South Point Jordan Lake area up to Apex Highway. Again, that's I-40 eastbound. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. You might see some delays on the Durham Freeway heading southbound as you approach I-40 for about 2, maybe 3 miles heavier as you get closer to I-40. NC-86, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, seeing some delays right now from Homestead Road down to Franklin Street as well. Franklin Street and Estes seeing some delays, just the regular morning traffic as we travel this morning. So other than that, things are not moving too badly. No accidents reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Right now, Dave Topper's looking, wondering, how does he do that? Most of it's off the top of his head.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
I make it look like I'm looking at something. Yeah. But that's not
He's really not. Well,
hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Dave Topper, the winner of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway. We're going to talk to him in just a moment here. And right now, let's take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpet weather. Quite interesting today. The weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food, coffee, fast. Need a cup, Dave?
Never touch it.
Really?
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Whoa. That's quite unusual. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers if you want to try it. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 38 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 37 in Carborough, where it's always a little cooler. Also 37 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny this morning and cloudy with showers likely with a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. It's going to be breezy. We'll get up to the middle 50s for our high early in the afternoon, and then the temperatures will fall gradually throughout the afternoon into the low 40s by the end of the day. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, low in the upper 20s with clearing skies. Then tomorrow, sunny day, cooler, high in the low 40s. Tomorrow night, clear, cold again with a low about 25. Then on Thursday, sunny, not as cool with a high in the low 50s, but it'll still chill down on Thursday night. Not as cool, or, well, it will be as cool. Thursday night, lows in the upper 20s. So we're talking about sub-freezing temperatures for three straight nights. 8:16 at WCHL. Dave Tauber is here. And Dave is the grand prize winner in WCHL's Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
Very well, thank you. I think I'm still coming down from last night. But
I was going to ask you if you've come down from the clouds yet.
I did manage to sleep some, yes.
Yeah. When I last saw you, you were floating around the room.
That might be an understatement.
You're headed off to New York very soon and Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play, and it's kind of exciting last night having Roy Williams introduce you as the winner, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable. I mean, I just, the whole thing is like an out-of-body experience.
Now, listen, there were some people there last night, some people who took this as a science. They registered in every conceivable way, trying to get eligible to win this contest. How did you go about doing it? How did you get eligible to win?
Well, both times that I became a finalist were call-ins, once with you in the morning, mm-hmm. once with Aaron in the afternoon. I did go to a lot of the sponsors and registered there, mm-hmm. Didn't get anything, but the call-ins, I was successful twice.
38 different great sponsor locations, and Dave, I'm really happy for you. You actually are a big Tar Heel fan, I know, and you're wearing a Carolina jacket this morning. So this is
a jacket, a sweatshirt, a T-shirt, and a regular shirt.
All of that?
All of that.
I don't want to explore that. But all I can see is a jacket. So at any rate, it's going to be fun watching the Tar Heels play. It's a young, exciting team, and I know that you're enthusiastic about going.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled about it. We were at the game last Friday. Mm-hmm. And these kids really look good. They're very young, but they look good, and they're going to only get better.
Well, Roy said last night that he was in charge of coaching the first half, and then he turned over the reins of the team to me for the second half. So, you know, obviously the second half didn't look as good. But, you know, this is kind of an exciting team, and with a lot of new guys and everything else, it's kind of, you know, you don't know exactly what you're going to get from one game to the next, but it's going to be fun to watch them.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, and there's just a tremendous amount of energy with this team. They're young. They're fast. Mm-hmm. They're very fast this year.
Dave, I want to thank you, in addition to being involved in our contest and winning the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance, I want to thank you for being a WCHL listener on a regular basis.
Thank you.
I know that Dave is always out there. He's calling in once in a while. He'll be a WCHL Road Warrior. let us know about a traffic problem or whatever, and we appreciate you being part of the WCHL family.
Well, I will continue to do so. I just enjoy it. I enjoy the whole day programming.
Well, it's we're glad to have listeners like you, and thank you so much. And you know what we're doing next year? We do this every year.
I heard on the way in. I hear it might be the Bahamas.
The Tar Heels,
not Bahama, but Bahamas.
Exactly. The Tar Heels are going to the Bahamas next year in an early season basketball tournament. I don't have all the details in front of me right now, but they're going to the Bahamas, and we're going to send two of our lucky listeners there. So we'll have the same kind of contest, and you can bet that we'll have a lot of people excited about that one, too. So
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Congratulations again, Dave. Thank you for being there last night, and thank you for being in here this morning.
Well, thank you, Ron, and thanks, WCHL. It was a wonderful night. It was just well done. I think everybody had a wonderful time. Of course, I had the best time. My wife had a terrific time. She hasn't come down at all yet.
She was more excited than you.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Well, thanks so much for being here with us, and congratulations. And I can't wait to hear about your trip after you go.
I will let you know all the details, and I'll take plenty of pictures.
And Roy Williams has a responsibility to win that tournament up there, too.
Yes, he does.
Since we're getting all excited about playing in it and going to see it. So, Dave Topper, have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, a pleasure.
Talk
to you again. It's 8:21 at WCHL. Let's get right to WCHL Championship Sports and tell you that, unfortunately, the Carolina women's basketball team fought hard last night but ultimately dropped an 81-65 decision to the number 4 Tennessee Volunteers in Carmichael Arena. Of course, no shame in losing to Tennessee. Awfully good basketball program. That loss moves Carolina to 1-1 in the season. Lady Vols are now 2-0. Associate head coach Andrew Calder in charge now that coach Sylvia Hatchell is fighting her battle with leukemia. He says he takes the blame for not preparing the offense to run more smoothly last night.
We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to get better. It's our job to make sure they take good shots, and it's our responsibility, it's my responsibility to make sure they take good shots, and I get them good shots. We had to take some poor shots tonight. We're not getting our offense as much as we wanted to. Again, that responsibility is on me.
Despite the loss, Coach Calder is happy about the way the team fought on the court and also the toughness displayed inside. Carolina had a big advantage in shots made in the paint.
But we battled hard. We had McDaniel had 10 boards. Really impressed with that. Avunga had 12. Alicia Gray had 10. Those had 6, 5, and 6 offensive rebounds, which is pretty good against Tennessee, which has a major tradition of rebounding.
All in all, there were some positives to take out of the night. 4 Tar Heels finished in double figures. The talented freshman gained some valuable experience early on in the season against a quality opponent. Coach Calder says he makes no excuses for the youth on this basketball team.
Oh, no question. We'll learn a lot from this. As far as the young, we give no excuses. People say that. We give no excuses. We got talented basketball players, and we'll get better and better, and we'll learn from this.
You can read the full game recap on our website, chapelbro.com. Now, the North Carolina women's soccer team is in the NCAA tournament field once again, earning its first number 1 seed in 3 years. Tar Heels will play host to Big South Conference champion Liberty on Saturday afternoon at 2 in the first round of this year's championship. Carolina enters the tournament with a 17-4 overall record. The Flames, who beat Radford in the Big South Conference tournament final on Sunday, is 16-5-1. Gates Defensive Field will open this Saturday afternoon at 1. Tentative ticket prices are $8 for adults, $5 for students, $3 for group tickets. The defending NCAA champion Tar Heels are a number 1 seed for the first time since 2010. Coach Hanson Dorrance and the Tar Heels won the title a year ago as a number 2 seed. All 4 number 1 seeds in this year's tournament come from the ACC, which is remarkable. Virginia, Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Florida State. Virginia won the ACC regular season championship. Florida State captured the ACC tournament. This marks the second straight year Carolina has played the Big South Conference champ in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. UNC beat Radford 2-0 in Chapel Hill last year in the opening game. Carolina's won 21 of the previous 31 NCAA championships. Just think about that for a moment. What dominance. Carolina's been one of the top 4 seeds in every NCAA tournament except 3. It's amazing. Riding a 3-game win streak, heading into a road showdown with Pittsburgh. Tar Heel football team is riding high. Positive vibes never more evident than on Monday as Jabari Price, defensive back, and Marquise Williams, the quarterback, faced the media. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Wow, what a turnaround for the Tar Heels, and what a difference in mood around the Kenan Football Center. With the Tar Heels now riding a three-game win streak into their Saturday showdown at Pittsburgh, the team seems to be riding their 1-0 each week mantra right into the postseason. Can anyone stop this re-energized and motivated Carolina team? If you will remember, just 3 weeks ago, Coach Fedora's boys were 1-5 and residing in the basement of the ACC. Senior cornerback Jabari Price says helping the Tar Heels claw their way back to relevancy was one of the toughest things he's ever had to go through.
Probably the most difficult thing I ever had to do in my life. I've never been 1-5 in my life, and it was actually the first time I actually had to deal with something like that. But talking with some of the older guys and Coach Fedora and stuff, you know, he texted me after the Miami loss, and it was like he didn't want the team, you know, to get complacent with that losing feeling, and that was my biggest fear. You know, everybody thinking this a norm, and it's not.
The UNC secondary has only given up one passing touchdown the past couple games, a complete turnaround from the struggles encountered earlier in the season. Price says the increased pressure from the defensive line has really helped free him up to make plays.
That starts with the pressure up front. You know, the quarterbacks haven't had much time as they had in the past on us. That's basically cutting out the work for the secondary for me, Trey, Brian Walker. And that's basically just cutting out our workforce and having us make plays and, you know, play with instincts. You know, we normally in the past we played not to mess up. Now we're playing to make plays, and it's really starting to show.
Price says he faced the Pitt quarterback his freshman year when he was under center for Rutgers. Although he understands the passing threat, he says it's hard to get a feel for what Pitt team they will face this weekend.
Well, we played against this quarterback my true freshman year. You know, he's a good passer from what I see. I watched tape on him against Duke, and he tore it up. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get a good feel for this team. They come out and beat the brakes off Notre Dame and come out and just lost to Navy. You know, it's kind of hard to get a good feel.
Sophomore quarterback Marquise Williams says injured senior Bryn Renner is like his big brother and always gives him sound advice for leading the team.
That's like my big brother. I mean, I look up to him each day and out. You know, when things aren't going well, I know I can call him. If I'm down, I know I can call him. So he's just like that. That big brother figure, you know, just a different race, you know, I look at it, but he's always going to be there for me, you know, he's going to keep moving me forward to keep helping me, encourage me.
Williams says he thinks Pitt's big upset win over Notre Dame Saturday will help Carolina focus on the task at hand. Williams says he is relishing the opportunity to go on the road for the showdown.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be pumped and ready to go. That's a good football team they beat Notre Dame, man. We're going to be ready to go, too, so we just can't wait for the showdown to go on Saturday.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
827 at WCHL. It is 11, 12, 13. Think about that for a moment, too. It's 827, and coming up, we'll have another local news update at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget, segment two of Jim Hebner's interview with Carol Folk coming up at 845.
A phenomenal savings this weekend. It's Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year store-wide. This is the jewelry event everybody waits for. Extra savings on rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, colored gemstones. It's all on sale. Plus, we've flown in a multi-million dollar selection of all new designer jewelry. Every piece specially priced. 3 days of spectacular savings. Best values of 2013 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
To celebrate the grand opening of Cameron's at its new home at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, we present 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle. The preceding 10 seconds of a yodeling pickle was brought to you by Cameron's, now open in its new home in Carrboro at 300 East Main Street. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013. This weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-they say this is the big one. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting. It doesn't get any better than this. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Extra savings store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Carmel. Carborough, tired of the same old shopping experience? Shop the unique and local stores of Carmel, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny this morning and cloudy in the afternoon. Likely to get some rain and maybe even a little snow activity this afternoon. Nothing serious. Breezy, high today in the middle 50s, then temperatures will drop into the low 40s by the end of the day. Low tonight, about 28 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
And I'm Dave Barrett. They slept in the rain along roadsides or in what's left of their homes. Residents of Tacloban in the Philippines are still waiting for major relief help to arrive. CBS's Seth Doan is at the Tacloban airport, and that typhoon had swept through there last week.
The ocean is just on the other side of the runway here, and it pushed that wall of water and everything in its path up against the airport here. You can see overturned luggage carts. You can see steps that lead to a second floor that just doesn't exist.
These U.S. aircraft are coming in with relief supplies, and many who made it through the typhoon want to hitch a ride.
There were crowds and crowds and crowds of people desperate, trying to get onto the C-130s, those giant cargo planes that are bringing supplies into the city and airlifting the lucky few back out.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the middle 50s and a chance of snow later on in the forecast. Wintry weather has made its way into our forecast for the first time in a while. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear says it's likely just for looking today. Nothing serious.
Yeah, there's a possibility. We're looking at an Arctic cold front that's basically approaching the mountains this morning, and it's going to quickly surge south and across North Carolina between basically late morning through the early afternoon. Behind that front, there's a very powerful upper-level trough that's going to swing across, and that's going to help produce some very light precipitation. It should initially fall as rain, but there will be a brief period that we could see it change over to snow before the precipitation basically dries out.
That is once again National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear. The Obi Creek Compass Committee has told the Chapel Hill Town Council last night that they need more time to finish their work. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The 17-member Obi Creek Compass Committee unanimously petitioned the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to postpone its final report to the council until after the start of the new year. Councilmember Donna Bell, who serves as a liaison to the committee, said the group also wants more guidance from the council.
One of the biggest concerns was to make sure that whatever product that was produced was specific enough to give council direction in what they wanted to do.
The Obi Creek Compass Committee is in the first phase of the negotiation process for a development agreement. The committee's report, which was due to go to the council November 25th, will help the council decide whether to enter into the second phase of the process, in which town leaders would negotiate directly with the developer to hash out a long-term building plan for the 124-acre site along 15501 across from Southern Village. The current plan calls for approximately 1.5 million square feet of retail, office, and housing, ranging from 3 to 6 stories with underground parking. Developer Roger Perry told the council he supports the committee's stance, but he asked that town staff spend the interim months considering how to proceed should the council vote to enter into the second phase of negotiation.
We'd like to ask that we try to stay and adhere somewhat to the schedule by asking the staff to go ahead and do the planning and the logistics of how phase two would work. At the risk of being alarmist, I would say to you that we've been talking about this for 3.5 years, and if we wait long enough, many of the choices that you may have as to what should be done to this property may be made for you by the actions of others. And so we do believe there is some sense of urgency.
Councilmember Sally Green said she'd agree to Perry's request, as long as it was clear the move was not a sign that the council endorses the second phase of the development agreement process.
This is a procedural step that seems to make sense under the circumstances, and it's not telling the staff or the community that we're going to phase two.
The council agreed, voting unanimously to extend the deadline while also investigating how the next phase could proceed. The Obi Creek Compass Committee's report will return to the council in January. In the meantime, the group will hold 2 meetings in the next month to allow for greater public comment and to finalize the report. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Though the details are shrouded in secrecy for now, University Mall General Manager Peter DeLeon confirmed on Friday afternoon that a key new addition would be coming to the mall on South Estes Drive. The name of the new tenant will be revealed at a ceremony today at the mall's main stage. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith will be there, along with Economic Development Officer Dwight Bassett and local Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson. They'll all be there to make the announcement. Speculation has swirled in recent months about the fate of the Dillard's department store at University Mall. DeLeon said he couldn't discuss the location of the new anchor. Join University Mall today as it makes a major announcement. That will happen at 10 o'clock this morning. They say it will transform University Mall into a premier triangle lifestyle and entertainment destination. And today's announcement will happen on the performance stage. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be there and will cover it for us. The Interfaith Council's annual RSVP event is happening today. It's a chance for the community to provide meals for families in need and also to treat their own palates. IFC Executive Director John Dorwood explains the RSVP stands for Restaurant Sharing 10%. The V's are Roman numerals.
It's fantastic that we've got so many local restaurants that take part in this. Those restaurants are giving up 10% of their daily take, and in many cases, that might be their profit for the day. So We thank them very much.
This year, RSVVP is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Proceeds go to the IFC's 2 food programs, the Community Kitchen, which served more than 80,000 hot meals last year, and the Food Pantry in Carborough. For a full list of participating restaurants, you can read the story on our website, chapelborough.com. WCHL Newstime, 8:37. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up, we have today's commentary on the way from Lawrence Sanders. It's also Adopt-A-Pet Day, and you're going to meet a great dog coming up in just a couple of minutes.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Personalized calendars make great holiday gifts. A calendar of your pets, of your favorite vacations, of your childhood. There is simply no greater gift than being able to share special moments and memories through pictures year-round.
At the UPS store, we are known for logistics, but we also have quality print finishing services. So to make your own personalized calendar, all you have to do is drop off or send us your pictures, and we'll do the rest. And now through November 22nd, get 25% off personalized color calendars at the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Menomont, and Chapel Hill North.
3 days of phenomenal savings this weekend. It's Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year store-wide. This is the jewelry event everybody waits for. Extra savings on rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, colored gemstones. It's all on sale. Plus, we've flown in a multi-million dollar selection of all new designer jewelry. Every piece specially priced. 3 days of spectacular savings. Best values of 2013 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. Is Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner. He drops straight back. Plenty of time. Goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up. Season long.
Good morning. It's 8:39 at WCHL's Front Stutz, and Katie McClure joins us now from Paul's Forever. How you doing, Katie?
I'm well. How are you, Ron?
All right. First time I've ever seen you with your arm extended all the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about Natasha.
Well, I'm traveling with a lovely 65-pound dog, and she is having a lot of fun on this field trip.
Yeah.
We're exploring everything, including your radio station here.
She's excited to be here.
Yeah, she's happy to be out and about. And, you know, she's 65 pounds lab hound mix, a beautiful white and brown combo. She's about 3 years old. Now, with the 65 pounds, honestly, she could lose a few.
Yeah.
She does have love handles. So she's going to be on a special diet for a little while.
What's her story?
Well, you may remember Boris, who was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is Boris's girlfriend, Natasha.
No kidding.
And she and Boris were basically surrendered at the Chatham shelter. They were running unsupervised all around the streets of Chatham and getting into all kind of trouble. And she's house trained. She's very sweet. She's pretty strong. So she could go to a family, you know, with kids, but maybe not little toddler kids, because she might just bowl them over.
Yeah, exactly.
But no cats.
Yeah.
She's a little too interested in cats.
Does not like
cats.
And
not in the nicest way.
Okay. Well, Natasha is available for adoption. If you'd like to find out more about her, go to pauseforever.org. That's the number 4.
Exactly.
And you guys have lots of special things going on. What's coming up?
Why, thank you for helping me with that. Coming into the holidays, we have a wonderful new opportunity. People can buy gifts for their friends at our website.
Yeah.
You go there, you can click through, and you'll see. Basically, it's a way to give gifts that have tremendous meaning because they help our animals. The proceeds go directly to our animals, or you can buy gifts sort of on behalf of specific animals like Natasha. So basically you can give Christmas and holiday gifts with a lot of heart.
Natasha! Hi, girl!
Hi, puppy! Hi, puppy!
Come here, Natasha.
She's checking out that poster.
Yeah, she's looking at the poster.
She's like, what is that?
She's really inquisitive, and she was
really
fascinated by the people walking by the window here, too.
What up?
Yeah.
She's a little she's having a lot of fun on her field trip.
She's a happy girl. Yeah, well, if you're interested in Natasha, I know that we're going to have a picture of her on our website.
Yes.
And on our Facebook page.
And people can also come out to Paws Forever and visit us. We have 50 beautiful acres. The leaves are turning. It's gorgeous out there. And you can take any of our dogs for a walk that you're thinking about adopting. You can visit our kitten room, our cat and kitten rooms, where they're running around playing. It's really a very pleasant place to come because it's, you know, it's kind of a happy place.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have a dog now, you can bring that dog out to maybe get acquainted with another dog you might be thinking
about
bringing in.
You set that up. Natasha, stop. You set that up with our staff who will supervise what we call a meet and greet. What are you... She's barking at your picture.
It's live radio, folks. I don't blame you. I'd bark at it, too.
No, you can come out with your own dog, and our staff will supervise a neutral meet and greet to make sure they get along.
Cool.
We do that all the time.
All right. Well, listen, if you want to check out Natasha or any of the other pets out there, dogs and cats, go to pauseforever.org.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie McClure.
We got a real vocal one today, don't we?
and good luck with the rest of your field trip.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
It's 844 at WCHL. And coming up next, our very special segment two, Jim Hefner's interview with the Chancellor Carol Folt at UNC.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Betamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Experience the power of the fiery young Johannes Brahms. Internationally acclaimed pianist Ole Mustonen joins the North Carolina Symphony under the direction of Grant Llewellyn for Brahms' impassioned first piano concerto. Sunday, November 17th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, feel the power, the intensity of Brahms' first piano concerto with your North Carolina Symphony. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750. Also at ncsymphony.org.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at terranovaglobal.com.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 847 at WCHL.
The following is a special presentation of WCHL News.
Now, a WCHL News special with Jim Hefner and UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. Chancellor Folt has officially been on the job for 4 months. And in a four-part series, you'll hear, in a wide range of topics, what the Chancellor has been doing in the early days as leader of North Carolina's flagship university. Now, we continue WCHL's news special with Jim Hefner and UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. Here's part two of the conversation.
Chancellor, you've been asked this 100 times now, I'm sure, so this is not going to be a question that will surprise you. But for our local audience, for our Chapel Hill audience, let's do it again. Now, here in Chapel Hill, we're a public institution. We're the state's flagship school. Really, really important. You're from an Ivy League school way up there in Hanover, New Hampshire, with a total student body enrollment of 6,144, the smallest university in the Ivy League. Wouldn't you just have to start by saying that's a big cultural leap?
I think there's a, I said this a little bit earlier, I think there is a, of course there's a big difference between Carolina and Dartmouth. But the core mission, our education, our research, our relationship with our communities is very similar in all of our great universities. I've really enjoyed the scaling up aspect of the job. Even at Dartmouth, we're very embedded in the community. I knew all the legislators in Vermont and New Hampshire. We didn't have the same relationship financially.
Did you get state money there?
No, but we worked very closely with them, and we were, of course, especially our, we had a hospital that was the leading hospital in the region. So we had many relationships, but not with the same responsibility. But I have really enjoyed that. One of the things that attracted me here was being part of a public institutions. So you look at each of these as a growth opportunity and you build from your past experience, but I've really enjoyed that expansion of the opportunity.
Let's start with the idea, just in terms of how you go about establishing your day. You've got lots of folks here telling you how to spend your day. It has to be much more so than it was at Dartmouth.
I think you feel everybody feels every day with lots of people and lots of interactions. So I think that's I'm still feeling a pretty busy day, especially early on. I'm trying to distribute my time so I can get out to all the different schools, meet the different constituencies. So I'm getting a lot of advice. You're right, lots of good ideas about where to go.
When do you have time to think?
I always do schedule and time for thinking. I think that's very important. I do a lot of speeches, and I spend a lot of time thinking about what I want to put into those. So I do those sometimes in the early morning. I'm a morning person. I find that time dispersed through the day.
Style. A lot of attention was given to university travel. You've got an Air Force, and I may miss some of the details on this, but I think that I read or heard that you and I think the President Duke and maybe the Chancellor at NC State drove to Blacksburg.
That's right. We went to the ACC meeting and we drove up together and drove back 6 hours in the car.
Well, you've got planes and the airport at Blacksburg is right on the campus. Why'd you do that?
Well, we wanted to spend the time together, and we really try to minimize the use of the planes, at least for my travel. If it's really necessary, I can use that. But this was a good opportunity for the three of us and we enjoyed it.
Is that a place to think?
It is. I think that's a great idea. Probably anyone who's had kids also knows that you get your best conversations in a car with some people. So I've always liked car trips. But we had the three of us had a really wonderful trip, and it was fantastic for me early on in my time here to have time with the two of them.
Have you been cautioned about the use of planes? There was a lot of criticism, a lot of attention to the previous chancellor's use of the planes.
Well, I think we're just very aware that we're trying to keep our expenses down and do what we can to really run the institution with the dollars that we have in a very strategic way.
If I've asked you about your sort of a management leadership philosophy as applied to how you see it here, do you show up with a sense that things here are on a good path and my idea is to move that path forward, or are you... And you see yourself as a steward of that path, or do you show up here feeling that you're a change agent contemplating big initiatives that will change?
I see myself in both ways. To be in higher education right now, everybody knows that we're facing major change. And some of that is an acceleration of what's already happening in Carolina. So where we are already leading in that crest of that wave, I think it's fantastic. I've had several big opportunities with the deans and other senior leaders to think about what are the things that we're not doing that we want to get involved in, where is the change coming, and at the same time thinking about what are the things that we no longer want to do and we want to change. So I think this is a moment of change in higher education, and my position will be to work with people to find the right places where we want to make those changes and steward our momentum in positive ways.
Or sort of the signature initiative of Carol Folt. You know, things that you say, okay, this is what I believe in, things that I want to do, the area of your highest interest, highest skill, highest area of need in terms of what you think we need to be doing that we're not doing that gets us to where we need to be.
I find my interests really focused on the interaction between research and education on the campus. We have some of the leading researchers in the nation and the brightest students. There is already a lot of effort trying to take advantage of that synergy, but I believe personally that that is the thrust of higher education going forward, is taking what faculty do and how they teach all the way out to how you put that to practice in the world. And I think there's an interest of students learning theory and getting breath, but also wanting to take that and put it to practice in the world. I think that new front in higher education is the way we take theory all the way to practice. And so I think that builds on momentum that's already here, but I think we'll see an increasing thrust in that theory to practice throughout all aspects of the institution.
How do you do that?
Well, it's done already in a number of ways. The entrepreneurship minor is a great example of one way to do it. Taking students, I taught in the class on entrepreneurship recently. You've got half the students in that class are first-term students. They're coming in already thinking that what we learn, we can actually think about applying in a business, creating a policy, creating a new application. They have great ideas about how to do it, and they're getting encouragement and skills from the moment they walk in the door. In the sciences, it's not just teaching students about science, it's making sure they're discovering their own science, getting their own experiments, doing their work, and in many cases, taking it all the way to publication. That's that thrust all the way out to practice.
Now, when I listen to your installation speech about the only thing that I heard there that says, I think I have found something that maybe we can do better, that we can fix. You talked about silos. You said, we can lower barriers. Let us de-silo the campus. And then you made reference to that again when you spoke at the Kenan Flagler Business School earlier. So give us an example of what you're referring to. What kind of silos have you observed, and how do you go about breaking it down?
Well, there are silos in every institution. Just the way we're organized is by departments. You think of it that way. And yet, within departments, you no longer have people that were necessarily just of that field. So I'm a biologist. Biologists are departments that no longer just have biologists. They can have mathematicians, they can have chemists, they can have historians. So we organize around curricular fronts, but we work across those disciplines. Biologists work with chemists, work with social scientists. So whatever we can do that can make it easier for faculty to share in the teaching of courses, easier for students to work with faculty from more than one department, in many cases easier to work with faculty across schools. So the biomedical engineering degree that has been created with State and with Carolina is one of the best examples in the nation that I can already see where people have de-siloed and tried to look for a new convergence. That's the kind of work I'm talking about, but it can happen in any department and in any division of the institution.
So when you talk about silos, silos typically grow up in some respects because of turf protection. Are you worried about, are you encountering turf management?
I actually haven't been finding that to be a real problem here, which doesn't mean it wouldn't exist at Carolina. But when I met with the deans and the vice chancellors in our first retreat, we talked a lot about a one UNC approach. What are the things that we can do better working across than we can do from within our own area, discipline, department? And there's a lot of excitement about it because faculty have known that some of the most exciting work always comes when you're in between things. That's where the energy arises. So I think there's a lot of will. Doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. Sometimes you have to give up authority around certain functions that can then be shared. You know, there's decisions that have to come, but there's certainly an appetite here.
One final personnel issue. Chancellor in recent administrations has dedicated someone to be the point person to deal with local relationships in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Do you have such a person?
You know, we're still working on some of these functions, and so people are sharing a lot of those jobs right now. And when I get the full senior team organized, then we'll be able to have a better idea of whether we want that to be a single person or work on it with a team.
You've been listening to a WCHL News Special with Jim Hebner and UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. You can listen to this interview in its entirety on our website, chapelboro.com.
You might be interested to know that since that interview was recorded, Chancellor Carol Folt has hired Joel Curran, a senior executive in one of the world's largest public relations agencies. He's been named UNC's first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. That announcement just made late yesterday. It's 8:58 at WCHL. Good morning.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Great Outdoor Provision Company encourages you to shop locally this season with our holiday gift guide. This year, we're featuring great products like the Black Diamond Crag Jacket. This warm, lightweight, soft shell is perfect for North Carolina's mild year-round conditions, and that's not all. Right now, Great Outdoor Provision Company is one of the exclusive retailers offering the Black Diamond Crag Jacket in our state. Find out more about this great product and many others featured in our complete holiday gift guide at GreyOutdoorProvision.com.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education.
Keep it on WCHL throughout the day. There is a chance of some light snow in the afternoon.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.